Today is Monday, September 16th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you guys listen. And we're going to do that again today. And, yeah. So, I do have to make a little bit of an announcement, and a lot of you have already heard this, but I don't know. I struggled with, like, you know, what do you do on a show? Because this is a personal journal show, but I don't want to, like, get all depressing and all that kind of stuff. So I struggled with, like, I can't ignore things that happen in life. And, but at the same time, I don't want to, like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, bog everyone down. But I'll just go ahead and say it. So my grandmother on Friday late afternoon, I got a text message from my mom, and it said that my grandmother had breathed her last breath. And I've gotten a lot of well wishes from everyone. And like I said, a lot of you probably know. So my grandmother passed away. And so I'm here in Washington, and I didn't actually make it. So the goal was that I was going to come here and see her, because they weren't sure exactly, you know, how much longer she was going to. They thought she had maybe months to a year or something like that. I think, I'm not really sure, but I think they were thinking she had longer than what she had, and they were going to put her in. There was some kind of palliative care, and I'm not sure exactly what that is. And then there was also talk of hospice. And, but, you know, they were like, oh, but hospice can go on for months and months and months. And her issue was she wasn't getting enough oxygen because she had congestive heart failure, and they couldn't move her without. So basically, they put her in the hospital, and they put her on all this oxygen and everything. And apparently it was at such a great level of oxygen that there are only a couple of different places that you can go. You can either go to hospice or, I don't know, maybe rehab or something like that. So there are special facilities that are able to give you that level of oxygen. In assisted living and a regular nursing home, I don't think they're able to give the level of oxygen that she needed. But even with that, they were giving her such a high level of oxygen. And when they would try to move her, like even roll her to her side on her bed, her oxygen would drop so low that, you know, it was impossible to even move her. So my parents came up earlier in the week, and they were already here, but then they went home and then they came back. And mom's like, yeah, you know, she's doing worse than what we thought, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I knew, you know, it was going to be definitely good for me to go see her, because that probably would be the last time I would see her. But so anyway, basically Friday, my flight was on Saturday, and so I got the call, you know, well, not the call, the text message. And someone said, oh, that seems like a strange thing to text message. But anyway, I got the text message, and yeah, I'm doing fine. It's really weird, you know. I don't know if there's something wrong with me, or if I am in denial, or if I handle grief the wrong way, but I honestly don't get sad. I don't get very sad at all when a death occurs, at least not for myself. I get sad for other people. So, like, I'm really sad that my parents are going through this, and that, you know, my stepfather now has lost both of his parents within 2 years. And no matter how old they are or how much you expect that it's coming, I know it's still hard. And you would think, you know, it's really weird, because I lost my dad when I was 10. He died in a car accident, and it was a really unexpected thing. Obviously, he didn't have cancer or heart disease or anything like that. He just died in a car accident. And so there was nothing to prepare us for that. And of course, that was really sad. And when, you know, when you're that young and you depend on your parents, and, you know, they're there every day and all of that, you know, you do get really sad. And so that was a really traumatic experience for me. And so much so that, like, the day that it happened, my brother and his girlfriend at the time, who he later married, they came to the school and they called me out of class. And, you know, and then gave me the news after I got in the car with them. And my brother was always telling me, or he told me in the car, now, Adam, you've got to really get the crying out now and be strong for mom when we get home. And I don't know if that has rubbed off on me later in life, but, you know, not crying, you know, not having all this emotion. I do cry when things happen, you know, but when people die, especially when it's someone older who died of kind of semi-natural causes, and, you know, she was 91, and, you know, you're at an age, and she had dementia / Alzheimer's that was advancing. And so part of me is like, you know what, I'll miss her, but it was good that it didn't prolong and she suffer and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm sitting around feeling guilty because I'm not more sad. But I mean, like, I will miss her, but I don't feel like I need to go wailing somewhere, you know, or like break down and just sob. And I don't know. And it was that way when both of my grandfathers died. It was that way. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm a psychopath and I don't have emotions now, or like what the deal is. But anyway, so I'm doing fine. It is sad that everyone's going through this, and I will miss my grandmother, but I think she's better off, you know, because she was just on the bottom end of the hill, you know. So I think she's, you know, I think her not suffering is the best. And so in that way, it was not a bad thing. And we will all miss her and we'll remember her and that, you know. And so I don't know. Should I be crying? I'm not really sure. But that was a really downer. I'm sorry for being so down like the whole episode here. But I definitely wanted to, you know, talk about it because I didn't want you guys to, I don't know. I feel like you guys are all my, and a lot of the listeners are my actual real friends. And this is how we keep up with each other. We just listen to each other's podcasts. So, you know. All right, well, just a little bit. I haven't really done anything, honestly. So there was a big, and I may have already talked about this, but there was a big, I had to switch hotels because my company was paying for the hotel in Sunnyvale and they were also paying for the rental car. And because this personal thing came up, I didn't want to extend anything that they were paying for, because there's no way in the system for me to pay them back for what they're doing. So I went ahead and let the reservation, you know, end on Friday for the hotel, and I did not extend the rental car. But I, you know, had decided I did not want to take Uber to the airport on Saturday morning. So I had to go through this whole deal of, I had to switch hotels, so I had to check out, put all my bags in my current rental car, and then, you know, after I got done with work in the afternoon, I had to drive and check into my new hotel and put all my luggage and everything in my new room, and then I had to drive back to the rental car place at San Jose Airport, turn in one car, and pick up another car, because, again, I didn't want to do Uber, and I think I did say this on the podcast, like, the rate for Uber and the rate for a new rental car were very similar. So I did that. And then I got up Saturday. So I just ordered, I don't know, I feel like I ordered banchan chicken and ate that in the hotel room, and then watched Netflix and stuff. And then went to bed. And then I got up Saturday morning and I went to the airport, returned the car. That was all without incident. Everything worked fine. I actually found a Chick-fil-A. All my gay listeners are like cringing right now, but I found a Chick-fil-A. I wasn't even looking for a Chick-fil-A. I'm just driving down the road and there's a Chick-fil-A. And I was like, you know what? This is Providence. This is meant to be. I'm going to pull over at this Chick-fil-A and get chicken minis and hash browns. So that's what I did. So I got some chicken minis and hash browns and then, you know, kept driving. Went to the airport. Turned in my car, everything was fine there, and got to the gate, no big deal, and it all went smooth. So then I had a flight from SFO to LAX, which seems like backtracking, but you know, that's how it is on planes. When you want a cheaper flight, you have to go to the hub of whatever airline you're on, and then, you know, go on to whatever destination. So anyway, I did that, and the layover was just long enough to get to the other gate and have about 15 minutes to kind of sit there and relax before getting on the next plane. Interestingly, when we got into Seattle, we arrived 30 minutes early because, you know, airlines now are really overestimating the amount of time it's going to take to get places so that they can always have on-time arrivals or early arrivals. So, you know, they'll say, oh, this is going to be a 2-hour flight. And then when you actually, when the captain comes on the speaker and says, oh, this is going to be a 45-minute flight. You know, not that drastic, but I mean, it is. They do overestimate on those tickets so that you will be impressed that they got you there early. It's like a common thing. So we got there like 30 minutes early, but the problem was the gate was not, they didn't have another gate that was ready for us because their staffing was low. And so at the airport, and so we literally had to sit on the airport and on the runway waiting for our gate to become available for the rest of the 30 minutes. So we were still on time pulling up to the gate, but we had to sit on the runway for 30 minutes, just, you know, twiddling our thumbs. I guess at least we did have cell service at that point. But anyway, I got here and then I'll continue on about this. But I have a hotel. My parents are staying in like a travel trailer with my aunt and uncle. And so we've been hanging out in that. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.